This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time to puck around and find out, which is exactly what happened with Las Vegas on Saturday. Let's go to cut number 10. I would have hoped this game didn't get to overtime, but okay. It did. And there we were. And then this happened.
Johnston. To the outside, he's in, a shot, he scores! Wyatt Johnston is the hero! He wins it in overtime!
I lied.
Yeah,
I watched the whole game.
Okay. Hold on. Hold that thought for 1 second, because I really want to know what you think now. There is this group of three or four Stars fans that they zoomed in on because they were all going crazy, because clearly the vast majority of people were really disappointed. I just love seeing how happy they were.
And Elvis was walking out of the building right after it.
Elvis was very sad because that goal was right in front of him. You watch the game. Clearly the Stars are still losing 2-1. The game tonight is still in Vegas. It did feel like a game in which the Stars outplayed the Knights, although the Knights goalie was clearly unbelievable.
I would say the Stars only outplayed in regular time the 60 minutes. They only outplayed Vegas 56 of the 60 minutes.
Logan Thompson was amazing.
And it was tied at 2. And that was the scary thing. When it went to overtime, I just thought to myself, I'm going to say we, just being here in Dallas.
Yeah, I got you.
It's like, we can't even beat them when you outplay them for literally almost the whole game. There was a 4-minute stretch of 4-on-4 hockey.
I could see that.
Where you're like, okay, they outplayed us there. But you're like, for 56 of the 60 minutes, you played better than them, and you're tied? Like, how, to me as a fan, and I'm a small-time Stars fan, I'm not, like, invested for 30 years. But I'm just like, man, I said I wasn't going to watch, but I'm invested in this team. I've watched enough regular season hockey to be like, all right, I got nothing going on right now. It's 1 a.m. in the morning or whatever.
That game ended at 1:18, I think.
And I had a major headache, so I couldn't fall asleep. And so watching the game, I'm just like, now overtime I thought was pretty even. I do think the Stars played a little bit better.
No, I agree.
But it was pretty even. But I just thought to myself, Corey, when it went to overtime, I'm like, we can't beat them. We've outplayed them literally for 90% of this game, and we're tied.
I gave up earlier than you did when
that
they
black
tied
glove,
it,
man.
When they tied it up, Kevin, at 2-2, I went, oh, I was. But same feeling, same thought that Mike was having of, dude, we're playing a good game, but these two moments were bad, and that's what. That's all it really is.
Was that shorthanded goal?
I think so. Yeah. I was like, that's not good. So that when they tied it up, I told you on Friday, my batteries were completely depleted. By the time Friday happened, I watched the Mavs game and I told Carter and Avery, I said, I'm going to bed now, guys. And then the next night, I was like, I only got a little bit in me. And as soon as that happened, I said, I don't have enough to fight through this. So the next morning, I find out, I'm like, well, that's good for them. But the superior team keeps popping up in this series.
How draining is this? Tonight is Stars again, right?
Yes. And by the way, that game, again,
at 1 a.m.
It starts
at 8:30.
History tells us it'll start at 8:45 to 8:15. I want to come back to something that you said in just a second, though. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, with the Mavs and Stars almost on a daily or nightly basis.
Something's on.
I'm drained, man. Yeah. Like, I am fatigued. I'm not even doing anything except cheering and watching.
Tomorrow's an off day yes. for both of them, right?
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay. Because tonight, once again, like, got to get ready. And I know Wednesday is
and
like.
You got Rangers mixed in with that, too. Rangers, so you're trying to. And the draft over the weekend. There's yeah, the a lot draft, going on.
Huge. And hey, high school playoff baseball starting.
Yeah.
Well, and not to mention, too, there were some really good outings in some of these other playoff games and some of the other NBA and NHL series.
Yeah, Connor McDavid's been on a rampage. Not the
Anthony
Suns.
Edwards has been a blast to watch.
Man, he was just like, I don't care what you think, what you don't think. I'm a damn superstar. Yeah. Check me out.
I'm going to dunk on all of you.
You said something that I get where you're coming from, Corey. I disagree, though, and I could be proven very foolish.
Well, it's okay to be wrong.
That's you might be right.
On certain things.
That is a good point. I don't think I have watched all three of these games. I don't think I look at it and say Vegas is the better team.
Well,
I
they're get, the champions I, and they're up 2-1.
That hey, look, and they beat you wow. three times in the regular season.
They're playing like the better team.
I don't know if I think that.
Hey,
the numbers say that.
What's
I'm
his favorite show? The Homer Simpson show.
The Simpsons.
It used to be the Bart Simpson
What does that
show.
Have to do with what? Anything?
Is it the Homer Simpson?
Oh, okay. Got no, he's not being a Stars Homer here. No, because you even said it too, and he's right. Like, for bigger portions of the game, each game, it has looked like Stars are the better team yes. for huge portions of it.
No, I'm
but other than
you.
The score.
It doesn't translate. That's
what Vegas always does to us.
It doesn't
they
translate.
They always win the one analytic that we don't want.
The scoring
score.
Part.
Here's an analytic I'm going to throw out there that I think could be a big key going forward. The rebound attempts. All right. So you looked at, I know usually we talk about this in the context of the NBA. I understand. But Dallas had a whole bunch of high danger scoring chances. Now, that can be a subjective thing as well. But they had 22 of their 33 shots were high danger scoring chances going into, I believe, the third period. And part of the reason is they were rebounding the puck great. They out-rebound, had shot attempts after a rebound 8-1 on Vegas. And one of the things that Miro said, y'all have brought this up all series. He goes, it's hard work against them. You have to earn it. They have big players. You have to work hard to get inside of the defense right there. And then you guys have talked about the shot blocking, the size they have. So one thing that the Stars have keyed in on is, hey, if we get up there, you need to get that puck if it comes off the goal.
Well, I mean, Wyatt Johnston's first goal, what, 11 minutes in, was off a rebound. Like, that absolutely was. And what they do so well, Vegas, that is they'll just plant three big old defensemen right there
yeah.
around the net, and they cause a problem for you. They cause serious problems for you. So you have to be willing to fight through and hope that you get something there, because it's not a typical brand of the way that they play. It's not typical. So when you're used to playing this way all regular season, and now you come against this, and you're like, okay, I got to find a way around it. I got to find the right combination that's going to get me those good shots.
Sorry, I forget the guys who call it on Bally's. Is it Razor?
Razor's one of them.
Is he the analyst? I believe he was saying at some point late in the first or maybe even early in the second, the only person who showed up for Vegas to play is the goalie. Like, literally everybody on the ice is – I don't know if a step slow is a way to say it in ice, but or in hockey, but
you say ice.
Do you think this is now my question.
And that Logan Thompson in particular, because I think this game, Corey, when Corey said he was deflated when it was 2-2, it looked like it could have been 4-0, 5-0
right.
at some point.
And he said it
game.
Should, the Stars should have scored half a dozen goals already. It just Logan has Thompson. Yeah. Well, I like calling him Wolverine.
Okay. That's fair.
Do you think the Stars will have that type of desperation and physical, aggressive, fast play in the first period tonight? And then vice versa, Do you think Vegas still feels comfortable being up 2-1 instead of 2-0 that they might Dallas Maverick this thing and just be like, hey, let's just walk around and fart all over the ice tonight and see if we can, like, get away with not trying?
Well, okay. So
probably
this,
no to that last part.
You know, I think coaches provide strategies, right? And every once in a while they come in and they go, I know the pulse of my team. And I need to give the speech today. Today's the day I need to give the speech. Or today's the day I need to talk to so-and-so and have him get ready for this. You know, coach, that's a coach's job. The players are really the ones that are supposed to know where they need to go out and be ready for this. But here's a line, Kevin, after game three from the Vegas coach. Cassidy said, we didn't want to hammer them with video because none of it's positive. When it gets going on the negatives this time of year, it's not great.
Kyler Murray style.
So he's, well, in RG3 style, they're like, let's focus on your positives here.
Do you think Wolverine, to your point, wanted to see the video so he can be like, hey, look how many goals I see?
Well, I think the big problem there is that's not his real name. We established this. His name is James Howlett.
That, man, that is maybe the best
point. His name?
Wolverine's name is James Howlett.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Logan Thompson is still Logan Thompson. But I will tell you another positive. I don't think that Vegas will give you lackadaisical effort. But the line shifts that the Stars had, they paid off exceptionally well. Because you had Robertson, Wyatt, and Roppe together. And
fast.
Yes, exactly. And clearly you saw Wyatt bookend the goals, but then the third line with Sagan, Pavelski, and Dadonov, they were moving that puck around and got you the goal,
dude,
in the middle. And so
I thought Sagan should have had that one on that breakaway.
You think so?
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, but
when he screwed up when Jamie Benn set him up for an easy goal and he screwed that one up and then it led to the 2-2 score? Way to go, Sagan. Go back to Boston.
I'm happy he's here.
So many years since he was in Boston.
He was very young whenever he was there. Was he 22?
Look, this is not right by me. I'm telling you my sense here. I might have said after he missed that one and then Vegas went down and scored, I might have said UMF-er. They showed the replay and I was like, Jamie Benn couldn't have given you a better pass for an easier look and you farted it up and then we're tied up and this team, it should be 3-1 right now, Tyler Sagan.
It should.
Didn't do well there.
I know DeBoer,
but it happens.
In the immediate aftermath of game three, wasn't prepared to go ahead and commit to the lines for game four and going forward. It feels hard to imagine they would break away from lines that were so successful in game three.
This is a must win for me tonight.
I still
feel like Vegas is going to win this series, but if the Stars are able to take both in Vegas,
yeah,
it sets it back up like the Clippers.
Real
the Clippers
series,
are in advantage
yeah.
of the series now. Yep. They have 2 out of 3 at home. Yep. They are the higher seed.
Yep.
So if somehow the Stars can pull off another upset, which they are not favored tonight. They're not a big underdog. They're a small underdog. But check that out, because I think they're just a hair. It's like minus 105.
That is really close.
Like to minus 115. Are the Stars a favorite?
On ESPN, I show that they are now a minus 125.
And what is Vegas?
105.
Okay. Plus 105. But it's still really, really
good. So the Stars are the favorite, so I guess they wouldn't be pulling off the upset. But if they were to win this game in Vegas, then I give them the advantage to win the series. Just like right now, I give the Clippers the advantage to win the series.
And
But then somebody needs to win at home.
You're right. And then, Corey, to your other point, when you say it looks like Vegas is the better team, I cannot fathom the Stars breaking off three straight wins against Vegas if they lost this game, especially given how their recent history has been against Vegas.
There's a part of me that is just so used to seeing the Stars score at will when they, you know, like that. And I haven't seen that yet. You know, I haven't seen that version of them where they're like, hey, we're going to go out there and put four on you tonight, and you can't really do anything about it.
Didn't they get Minnesota's goalie pulled twice last year?
I think so, yeah.
I think under normal circumstances, you would have seen that on Saturday.
That black glove.
Logan Thompson played unfreaking believable.
Yeah, he's been good. He's definitely been good there. I'm waiting for that moment from the Stars. Maybe the Vegas is their kryptonite, and they just have to edge out these tough ones. But like, I'm waiting to see that. Oh, there's the Stars.
It's like when Lex Luthor, when he threw Superman into the pool with kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happened?
Then I think the lady saved him.
Lois Lane.
No, was it Lois or was it Lex's helper?
Oh,
like she felt bad for him, pulled him out of the pool.
Superman.
Harley Quinn.
I don't know. This is where Lex Luthor decided to break away California and throw it into the ocean so he had new oceanfront property.
Yes. Jean Grey.
No to all of that.
Storm.
Stop it, by the way.
That's Wolverine.
Oh, my God. That's the X-Men, dude. Oh. Come on.
That's right. I said
the
right.
X-Men is not just Wolverine,
though. He's the main guy. He's like Superman of the Wolverines.
Poppy Montgomery. Aunt May.
I'm not doing this.
It was Aunt May.
I'm not doing this. By the way,
that's Spider-Man.
Wyatt Johnston. Yes.
It's going to be May. I get it now. Like Aunt May.
Wyatt became the youngest player in Stars or North Stars history to score an overtime goal in the playoffs, beating out the record by Steve Ott. You might not care about any of that.
Hey,
right,
when's
now
Wyatt Johnston hitting puberty? He can't even grow facial hair in this playoffs. Wyatt
Do you
Johnston.
Care as long as he keeps scoring goals?
No, not at all. It's great. Like, think about how much more he's going to grow.
Yeah.
He hasn't even hit his growth spurt
He'll
yet.
Finally be able to have a playoff
Just like
beard.
My voice just a second ago.
Miss Tess Matcher.
It's Mocker.
Mocker.
We're the KNC masterpiece.
She's the one that goes into the sun.
Uh-huh. Right here. What? What? On 105.
The redheaded one.
I gotta figure this
no!
out.
No, she is not a superhero. Or I guess
Phoenix.
She wasn't at first. Never mind.
She did get him out of the pool.
I know
though.
Eventually. I'm not doing this. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.